It's time to meet the Frasers, ladies and gentlemen. We're breaking down the season premiere, episode one, on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, here's the buzz.
What is up, everybody? In the house, we have a season premiere on our hands. Season one, episode one of Meet the Frasers. And it was an exciting, exciting premiere. We've got a lot of things coming up here. We've got a special segment. We've got news. So you're going to want to stay around for all the juiciness. But since this is our first time meeting, and it's all of our first time meeting as well, we might as well get to know everybody. So to my left here, we have On.
Hi, guys.
On is a lover of all things reality television. We've got Project Runway up in here, so excited to be here.
So excited.
All right, we've got Ashley, and she is lover of all things E! Entertainment, anything
so
reality.
So true. Yeah, I love it all.
Let's see if you like this show.
Yes, we're going to see what we think about this new reality show. And then the fabulous Carla, who is a lover of psychic mediums.
Ooh. All of them.
All of them.
Help me get my life together.
Right. I feel like we're always like the late night, we're sitting at home, and then like that commercial comes up, and they're like, call a psychic medium to find out.
Should I do it?
Should I not do it? I don't know. Maybe I should, but I don't know. We'll get all into it. But I want to get the overall thoughts. We had our season premiere, episode one, so let's get some overall thoughts of the episode. On, what'd you think?
Well, I don't know yet. Like, it was very messy. It was I'm not used to it. Like, I'm watching E's show usually. It's very Bravo. It's, like, too many people, and they're very noisy. They're not, like, I don't know. I feel like E's shows are very classic, and this show is the opposite of classic. Like, Kardashians or these kind of families that are on E.
Yeah.
Very Cavallari or, I don't know. It was a mess for me, but let's see. They look very fun. They look very crazy, so I don't know. Yeah. I have hope.
Yeah, high hopes, for sure.
I thought this family is completely over the top, but they are really fun, and I see why they got a show, because it's something completely different than none of us have really seen. We saw Tyler Henry on E! Before, and he was the last medium we've seen on that, on E! Channel, and now this is a completely different version. This is more about the inner workings of this medium's life, and whereas Tyler, we just actually saw the reading every episode, so I think this is a new take on it. It's going to be cool to watch it all unfold.
Watching like the trailer of it, I was kind of expecting like Tyler, you know, like watching the readings, and then we kind of only saw like glimpses, and every time he was reading someone, it was so fun. So I'm like, okay, I like that, because I don't want to cry every episode, you know. And it's a lot of big personalities, a lot.
Yes,
I'm like, oh my god, there's not one chill person here.
Yeah, I'm wondering the more we get into the season if we're going to see more of the readings, because of course it's the first episode and they're trying to cram in introducing all of these people to us. We need to get to know them, but you know, I agree with you, a little bit of a slow start, a little bit, but this family is Italian, they're loud, so I'm sure we can expect a lot of drama.
It's kind of reminding me Real Housewives of Jersey.
All the Italian
families and like the messy and like flipping the tables maybe soon,
the bling.
Yes.
The bling bling. Maybe we'll see some tables flipped.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we need to see some housewives drama up in here, right?
Maybe.
Well, let's get right into the family. We were introduced to this crazy Italian family from Cranton, Rhode Island. Y'all ever been to Rhode Island?
I haven't, no.
So beautiful, though.
Oh, it is?
From
watching
the show. I'm like, wow.
I'm like, oh, you've been there?
Tell us.
Yeah, so Matt Frazier, of course, he's a psychic medium. He's 28 years old. He said in the episode he actually went to go see a medium and for advice, and then left being told he was a medium. So he said he'd been trying to fight back all of these urges throughout his life. He didn't want to accept it. So I mean, I'm sure that was something hard for him when you're hearing voice. I mean, I don't even know what that would be like.
I know. I feel like it's such an interesting thing, because we don't meet a lot of people in our everyday life. And I'm sure in Rhode Island, of all places, where the population is not that big, and he's driving around the city with Matt Frazier van, and he's this medium in their neighborhood, and they're probably like, who is this guy? What's going on? Although, I have to say, from what we saw on the show tonight, it seems like the entire city that he lives in loves him. They're all waving to him, taking pictures at restaurants with him. It was really funny to see that.
Yeah, he's a local celebrity, basically.
Definitely.
For sure. And he also has a
pretty celebrity girlfriend as well, Alexa Papagoudis, I believe.
I think so. That's a hard one.
She's also his creative director on his team. So family is a part of his team. Mm-hmm. No surprise there, this Italian family. And she won 2017 Miss Teen Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot of her pageantry stuff throughout this episode because they've already touched on how she's going to be competing for Miss Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And she almost ate some pasta during the episode as well. It's like, shouldn't you be?
She's
and
she's
on like, diet. No, she's like, it's not time yet. It's not time.
She's gorgeous though. Can we all just say that? She's so she stunning. Is. That was the first takeaway for me. I was like, did they find her and then end up finding her boyfriend and that's how the show came about? Because I feel like she's already been on the scene before by being in pageants. Maybe she got cast first and they were looking for a way to bring her to TV because, man, she's stunning.
I know. And I'm sure this isn't going to hurt for her competing for Miss Rhode Island.
I was thinking, is it going to hurt her?
Or it could.
It could
that's
hurt her.
That's very true.
If there's a lot of drama, and it seems like there might be a lot of drama and a lot of personal stuff, maybe they won't want her to be Miss Rhode Island. I don't know. That'll be interesting to see how that plays, you know?
That will be interesting to see how that goes, because reality TV can go one or two ways.
Yeah. Exactly.
One or two ways. So we have Rod Frazier and Angela Frazier that we're introduced to, and we have a momager on our hands. Mom, Angela is the momager, and I got to tell you, Angela already made a splash for me.
Holy cow. She
made a splash on this.
She's a hot mess. Let's just say it. She's in a good way, though. Like, I feel like she's like one of those moms, like, she just is not afraid to be who she is. She doesn't care if she embarrasses her kids at all. And she's just who, I don't know. She's out there and loud about it. And her.
But honestly, I'm waiting to see how she will react when people start talking about her. Because now she was a celebrity in the neighborhood, but now the whole world is going to talk about how she is, because everybody have opinions in America, at least. And then there is a lot to say about this woman.
Yeah, so,
and she's very, like, vocal on Twitter. I saw her, like, you know, posting, like, did I look last night? And things like that. So, like,
She said, how do I look?
Yeah, she literally posted, like, how do you like my hair from last night? And last night, your hair was a mess. So, I don't know. So
I want to see her be, like, a manager. Or, I don't know. I feel like this whole episode was, like, fun. So are you always fun? Are they ever, like, serious? I don't know. I can't see her as a manager for some reason.
But she's, like, the manager, and he's saying... He's kind of like managing her. Like, he's
managing
the hair manager.
Her.
So, like, what's happening? I don't know.
I don't get it.
I need
either.
To see more.
I feel like we're going to see the relationship unfold this whole season.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, and then going on, we also met Anthony and Sharon Chioli, I believe. And this is Alexis' stepdad and mom. We didn't really get much into them, especially Anthony. We heard a little bit about Sharon a little bit, but I'm sure we're going to get introduced to them even more, and I'm sure they're just as big personalities.
It seems like her mom's completely over the top, too, which is so interesting. They come from these really, like, loud, sort of out-there families, and I feel like they're all great characters to have on a reality show.
Yes,
I agree. That's how it is in Rhode Island.
Maybe.
They're just noisy people.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's a small state, so I'm going to assume there's not much to do. You at least have to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. I was, like I was telling you guys before, I mean, I'm not Italian. I mean, I could be Italian. I'm going to do the 23andMe thing soon, so we'll figure that out. But I did do a play called Tony and Tina's Wedding, and it was an Italian wedding over the top, and it reminds me of this family so much because there was just so much drama. If it's anything like Tony and Tina's Wedding, then this is going to be a pretty epic show. I will say that.
Can't wait.
We briefly touched on to her sister as well, Ava, so I'm sure we didn't get much into her, but she's beautiful as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we're going to be hearing a little more from her. She was the one calling her out on, what are you eating right now? Shouldn't you be getting ready for the pageant? So she definitely is, holding her accountable. But
Matt's sister, we didn't talk really about her. She's
that's right. Thank you.
Her.
Maria.
So far,
is she the normal one? Was that her, like, introduction?
Yes, it's sister slash normal one. She's
the
also
one.
The accountant.
Yes.
But she seems like the one... The normal one. The one with her head on her shoulders a little bit
She
more.
Calls him out and loves to, which I really love because I feel like that probably keeps him grounded with all the success that he's seen.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like she might be the go-between in the family. It's going to be interesting to see her character unfold this season.
Of course.
What I want to know is how he has the thickest accent and she has none.
That's true.
I'm like, how does this happen? I'm so confused.
And I also loved... I was telling y'all, his girlfriend said, I love his voice.
I don't know about that.
I wasn't the hugest fan of his voice. It kind of annoyed
me a little bit.
Like
she said, he has a very distinct voice. And you're right. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it.
Yes. That's 100%.
Not the first thing I want to hear in the morning. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that she found him, though, because if she loves it, great.
Exactly. And she is gorgeous. Matt, Jesus. Let's get back to that. Again, the biggest takeaway from the episode. How gorgeous was she? Malexa. That's what they called themselves.
Oh, yeah. That was so cute. Oh,
Malexa.
So cheesy.
So cheesy.
They're already getting that showman's name out there and out of the way. Hashtag Malexa. But I do want to throw it over to Ashley really quick because we want to tell you guys how much we love you and how much we appreciate you.
I know. Thank you so much for watching. And if you're watching right now on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our channel. Give us a like, leave us a comment. And if you're listening, make sure you give us a 5-star review. It really helps us do what we're doing. And we'd love to hear from you. Always be chatting with us. We're going to be coming back with lots of episodes throughout the season. So make sure to stay tuned.
Yes, that's right. We love you guys. Thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yay.
So let's get into when Alexa was pressuring for marriage during this episode. You know, she was saying, I am ready to get married. She talks about it every single day. She wants the Disney World. She wants the fireworks. She wants the castle. She said her Pinterest already has the venue, the music, the bridesmaids, the dresses.
The invitations.
The invitations. Do you have yours already set up like that?
I had and I got married, so.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
But it was the same way. I came to my to my fiance back then. And I was like, I have everything ready, so just like propose.
Oh my gosh, I love
propose
it.
Propose when you
but
can.
Not in Disney, so not in Disney World she wants.
What would
mine
you
wasn't like in Disney World.
No Disney World for you. No Disney World. What do you guys think? Do you think she's coming on a little too strong?
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's interesting. I am married and I remember that moment in time where I felt pressure to get married. I was like, you know what? He needs to either do it or not do it. Like, we're either going to get married or we're going to break up. So maybe she's feeling that pressure. Maybe she's feeling to that age. And she kind of did mention it, having kids and taking that next step
how
in the relationship.
Is she?
I couldn't tell how old she was. I'm thinking early 20s.
He's 20. Well, he became a millionaire by 25. So he's either 25 or a little bit older.
And if she won teen in 2017, I don't think they said their age. She's young. I believe she's
21, max.
Mid-20s.
Yes, has to be. Yeah. If you guys know, tell us in the live chat. We'd love to hear.
And also, that's a little bit young to be pressuring someone.
Yeah, I think that's weird. I mean, it's cute, and it's nice that they're that much in love, but that's weird. You're so young. Yeah. I'm, like, a strong advocate on just letting men do what they want. Like, I don't want someone to marry me because I, like, put that idea into your head, like, marry me if you want to, and if you don't, cool.
But everything seems pushy on this in this family, so it's not surprising that she's
pushy,
like,
for sure.
And he didn't respond one way or another, so we don't actually know if he's ready to get married or if he's not ready to get married. He kind of pushed her off, but is that because he's already planning something and it's not at Disney World? I feel like
his response would
offend
me. He was just so calm about it.
Yeah, no, he was
just like,
whatever.
At least say something like positive. And it's headed in the right direction, something. He was just kind of like, oh, like, you're crazy. You need to relax. He's like, I just gave you that promise ring. Like, I just gave it to you. But
I don't see, I guess it's hard for me. I don't see the love yet. I'm sure we'll see that as it goes on and on. But I feel like it's more of like a business.
So far, it's really fake, the show. Yeah. The whole thing. Like, even the meetings.
The matching outfits.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
That's so different, right? I've never seen a couple do matching outfits before. And I was like, wow, they really, I thought maybe they really do love each other.
I have to say that he's taking good selfies, though. I don't know what iPhone he's using, but these pictures look...
On his Instagram?
Bombed. No, that like at the beginning of the episode, they showed the picture he's taking.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was hysterical.
That was nice.
Yes, those.
Good for you.
Yes, the matching outfits. I've had a couple of my friends, I think, do that.
Really? That's so cute.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore, though. Okay. That's the thing. We're not friends with them anymore.
I think it's cute to like court, like to kind of match, like at least color or something. But like, it's just too close.
Yeah, it's not my style, but I like it for them.
I would stay hidden, like indoors. Like a restaurant with like dark lighting. I don't want anyone to see me in that.
Exactly.
But if it makes it worth it, I'd be like, okay, whatever. Let's just let no one see us though.
Right.
Exactly. Well, I want to get into our next topic too, because there was a lot of controversy around this on this episode, and that was fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal, okay? Because he wants it to be Frasier Fabulous. Fabulous.
Oh,
and
my.
Fabulous. So we start off here, and we've got the mom. She's walking out the door. Mm-hmm. She's got her shoes in her hand, her slippers on. Mm-hmm. I can relate to this. I will have to say, I've worked a lot of conventions. They tell you to wear the heels. I've got my flats on within 5 seconds, to be honest with you. But, you know, they're walking. They go to one of his psychic readings, and they're sitting there at the merchandise table, and they've got their sandwiches and their pickles and their half-eaten sandwiches, and she's in her slippers. He said, you guys need to be looking more professional and acting more professional. Yeah. You know, what do you guys think about that?
I totally agree.
100%. Right? Yeah. The food on the table, the sandwich on the floor, the slippers, none of that works for me. I would fire everyone. Honestly, I really would. If they were family.
I kind of thought they were taking advantage of him, too, because this is what I was thinking the entire scene. He's working out there, making all this money for the entire crew. Meanwhile, they're just chilling, eating their sandwiches. I felt bad for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, wow, he probably has a lot of pressure on him to perform and provide for his family, and they're not taking this seriously at all. This is a business, and they need to step it up. He's right.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think?
I agree. More, like, bothers me more, it's the mom's hair was so messy. Somebody need to brush hair. I'm sorry, that bothers me more, but... Yes, they need to update their closet, but to not look like him, because that's too much.
That's
so
true.
They need balance, and the stylist is...
Yeah.
They need a new stylist.
The stylist is wrong for allowing that kind of...
thing to happen.
Yes.
I think His style and the family style.
No. I think she sees his style, though, and she appreciates it for what it is. You know, he really has a vision for what he wants his style and their style to look like. And as a CEO of a company, you have to respect that. If you're in any other corporation in America and your boss tells you what uniform to wear, you wear it.
100%. Yeah, but they should get a stylist from LA, I guess. But that, Rhode Island, hey, no good.
But that's what you get when you mix business and family sometimes.
So true.
They just want to walk all over you because we're family. It doesn't really matter. I can get away with that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think they're taking the business really seriously because he's making money. Mm-hmm. So for them, like, I guess in Rhode Island, fashion is not part of the deal.
Priority.
Yeah. So they're like, whatever, you're just reading. It's not about fashion. But for him, he wants the whole package. So.
And they kept saying, it's not about us, it's about you, which I see what they're saying, but also they represent
but
him wherever
sitting
they
table
go.
And
exactly.
He's giving this
selling
signatures.
His books, selling his merchandise, you need to look presentable. And I think that's what he's driving home to them. So hopefully he'll take
sitting on
that.
The table yeah. at all. Like, well, he was paying, like,
running the concession.
Yeah, yeah, and then right? I had a problem with the half-eaten sandwich on the floor.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't, like, directly on the floor, but it was... Yeah,
it
like
was
the salmon,
floor.
Which... Yeah, it was on the floor. It was on the floor. The pickles, the chips, the everything. All I could think about was, oh, God, germs. There could be...
It was a half sandwich.
It was a half sandwich.
It was a half.
Yeah. I saved you a half sandwich.
Yeah.
But like I said in the beginning, I did think it was okay when she was wearing the slippers under the table.
Right.
Yes,
because,
no one
okay,
can see you.
Let nobody see you. Listen, I get that your dogs are hurting. Believe me, I've worked enough conventions in my day. I just worked CES, and I said, give me them tennis shoes right away, okay? As soon as they went to break, I said, boop, boop, boop. Yeah. So I get that.
And
but
she's a mom. We have to give her that. She's earned her right to wear the slippers as long as they're under the table.
As long as they're under the table. So, right. Yes, but I do agree with you guys. Come on, the professionalism, the everything needs a step up. Mm-hmm. It needs a step up, and he figured out a way to step it up. Or at least he thinks he did. So they had a dinner.
Yeah.
They go to this dinner. And this is where the Frasier outfit, the Matt Frasier Fabulous outfit premiered and debuted on. What did you think of him?
I have no words. I really I'm just confused.
You didn't think they were Frasier Fabulous?
No. I thought it was the worst thing I've ever seen. Especially why the mom needs to model it. Again, let's leave your mom, okay?
Oh,
the girlfriend was wearing it.
No, the girlfriend would have been the perfect model
but
for
her. But she won't wear it. That's the thing. I don't believe that she's going to wear this thing.
What I think is crazy is that he showed the stylist like three, four pairs of shoes and like a jacket or some sort of top as the vision. I did not see the vision on these suits or whatever.
Only
they
like some diamonds in the back, like his blue.
But it was very still modest. For the shoes he showed,
That's true, right? Yeah.
I don't think she got the vision at all.
No.
Again, it's the stylist.
Yeah. Is that something you would wear? What did you think of it?
I personally would not wear that, but I get where he's going with the crystal embellished angel wings on the back.
Right.
He is a medium, so it kind of did tie into the afterlife and the angels. So I got his point. Not my style, but I feel him. I see it.
I think he needs to watch medium Tyler show to kind
yes,
of like
Tyler Henry.
Kind of see how real people dressing.
Yeah.
How you want to be celebrities on your reality show? Just dress like celebrities.
Yeah,
and not
that's
like
true.
A show on Broadway.
Yeah, I mean, I can get down with a nice pantsuit, and I thought it wasn't
without diamonds though.
Yeah,
all these
right.
Stones.
Yes, I can get down with a nice pantsuit, but I liked it. I didn't think it was horrible.
Yeah,
I didn't like the undershirt, the gold or undershirt. I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know. It wasn't horrible, but it definitely
it was horrible.
It was horrible.
Okay, it was horrible. Yes, but it needed a step up.
Right,
for sure. For sure. So I'm excited to see kind of where that goes. Are they going to keep the Frasier Fabulous uniforms or what is going to happen? We're going to break down episode 2 next week and episode 3 next week for you. So stay tuned next week because we're excited to get all into Meet the Frasiers. But I want to get right into our special segment. And we've
yes.
got the fabulous Carla.
Thank you. Thank you. So we have a day in the life of a psychic medium. So basically, I'm just going to be breaking down their life. And for today, it'll be how their brain functions, how psychic mediums come to be, according to science. So
okay,
I'm going to back
wow.
it up with some facts.
Oof.
So researchers have found that brain activity significantly drops in the frontal lobe when mediums are doing their readings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting fact, just because the frontal lobe regulates decision-making, problem-solving, consciousness, focus, and emotion.
Wow.
And it is believed that these abilities are developed through 4 factors. One of them is genetics, brain injury or head traumas, a history of anxiety, or unusual spiritual experiences.
Oh, wow.
So interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah. His, we know, was genetic because he said his mom
yeah.
and his grandmother had the gift. So that's interesting. And Tyler Henry, though, I don't think he had any genetics. So I wonder what...
So Tyler Henry, I've watched all these episodes.
There we go. There we go. We have an expert.
So I believe on last season, they did like a scan. They had this whole head equipment on, reading like his brain activity while he was doing a reading, and the same thing came to be.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So basically, their frontal lobe is...
so they're special people.
Yeah, basically. That's like cool. The frontal lobe is basically what like kept going off in his scan.
Oh, wow.
And... I forget what else, but like the waves in their brains definitely work differently than ours.
That's
which
so
is so
interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like we should all go in and get tested and see.
I know.
Let's see if we are.
I don't have it.
I don't think I do
you.
Either.
Yeah. Do you guys believe in psychic mediums?
Yes. I feel like everyone
yeah.
has some sort of like
intuition
psychic ability. Yeah.
Or,
I think
yeah.
everyone has it. I mean, I feel like I do.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, but I do believe in it. And I do think that you can read energy and you can
yes.
definitely pick up on clues and pick up on outwardly expression.
Yes.
But I can't see dead people. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I can't either. I can't. Haley Joel Osment, I cannot
no.
see dead people. All right. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for that. We're going to be having a lot more cool things coming up.
Yes.
So you're going to want to stay tuned. And I want to get right into our news segment.
After yeah.
TV. Well, that's me now.
Yes.
So Matt was actually reading to Dr. Paul Nassif and Dr. Dubrow from the Bot Show on E!
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Paul started crying at the end because Matt was basically telling... Dr. Nassif, that his mom is there, standing behind him, and he can actually smell her. And he said that he mentioned the perfume Jean Nate. I don't know it. If you know,
no.
But he said he can smell it. And then Dr. Nassif said that she was actually using the same scent, and that he is actually talking to his mom every day at home, and he can sometimes smell the scent in the
wow.
house
wow.
out of nowhere. And
that's
also, he was talking about Dr. Dubrov's dad, that he used to have a Ferrari that was always broken. And they're both kind of like, as you can see, start crying. I mean,
oh my
it was...
gosh.
Again, these are things that, like, Matt couldn't, like, read before online. Because, like, back in the days before they were famous. So, like,
mm-hmm.
all these stories, like, kind of showing his abilities. So,
mm-hmm.
I think it's really interesting. I didn't watch it yet. But if you guys at home want to watch it, or you guys,
yeah.
go to eonline.com.
Yeah.
And watch the whole video. I think it's super interesting because then we can see what he's doing. Because on the show, we see the fun part of him, but he's actually like legit medium, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think he could get a show on E if he wasn't legit. So I'm excited to see.
I mean, he can because he's a funny family.
That's true. But yeah, I definitely think he's got a lot of talent and I'm excited to see really get in depth into these readings that he's going to do.
Yeah, so. I hope so.
I hope you're going to see it.
Yeah,
so exciting stuff happening. We've got episode 2 and 3 coming to you next week, but it's time for us to say goodbye. Let us know where they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on I Am On Mikhail on Instagram, On Mikhail on Facebook and Twitter.
Nice. You can find me at Ashley Fultz on Instagram and The Style Editrix on Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
And you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.